A Nawalt in high school? Okay, sure, it may seem like a reality to our young red pill pursuant in high school that emailed me last week. Thanks for the email, but it likely isn't much of a reality. And I don't want to discourage you, my man. I certainly would have thought the same just a few years ago, metaphorically pandering around a nameless route in the Pokemon universe looking for that elusive Nawalt, okay? But welcome back, everybody. The second semester is starting up for many of these high schoolers out there, and considering that I've received a number of emails regarding dating in high school, I'm going to use this email as an example. And there's often a lot of confusion about MGTOW, where the red pill fits in their life as a high schooler, and the drive and curiosity to date women is very high at that age. So I'm going to touch upon it. And I believe that this is a group that I want to reach, and there are a few things that I want to remind this demographic, as I'm sure that there are some that have watched my previous videos about teen MGTOWs. The red pill and MGTOW discussion and insight is going to center around dating at this age, women in relationships, at even higher rate, okay? And this has to do with the immediate pressure to do so at that time in your life. There is less pressure on the economic side of the red pill in choosing the right career or the right non-job, as Elliot Hull says. You're not going to necessarily be talking about the self-actualization elements that MGTOW brings up, the free time, the time management side, and the overall, what should I do with this new red pill life that I've discovered question. And the reason for this is that your focus is going to be bent on what immediate pressures are evident in your life at this time. And for you high schoolers out there, and maybe those that are in college at this time right now, dating and relationships, they're going to be even holding greater power because you are around people in a social environment in a different setting than us in the workforce. And it just is. Maybe for some of you, if it isn't, but for those emailers that I've received messages from, it is. So I'm going to make a Clip Notes version of how to deal with this and how to think about this high school in the Walt. So let's read this email. Hey Sunrise, I made comments on your channel before, and I have a few questions for you. Over the past few months, I've been listening to people like Jordan Peterson and Stefan Molyneux, which helped me realize that I wasn't really doing anything with my life. So I got in shape and improved my personality and became more interesting. Good. I like it. With these changes, I've started to attract girls that wouldn't have given me the time of day before. I got checked out more in the school halls, at the mall. But I'm not interested in these girls because I know how they can really act towards the average guy, and up to this point, I've had no positive experiences. Anyway, recently I attended a 4-day driver's ed course over the holidays and met a girl that I believed and still believe to be Nawalt. So on the last day of the course, I asked her out and she gave me her number. I didn't get a response for about a day, so I thought she had just blown me off, but she eventually responded and told me that she had attended and is attending a boarding school on the other side of the state. I'm completely aware that she could just be lying to me, but I don't think so. And there is also a girl in one of my shop classes that is quite obviously interested in me. I've been interested in her before until I found out some unflattering things about her. She's emotionally damaged and comes from an unstable family. And that is very good red pill insight on your part. So he offers some questions. Should I date a girl I'm not interested in? Like the one in my class to get people off my back? No, you should never do something like that, or pretty much anything to get people off your back, so to speak. Number two, I think people still view me as a loser because they think I can't secure a girl in the sexual marketplace. I'm not interested in pump and dump. I want a relationship, but can't find an available girl. Are my standards too high? And if I find a good girl, will she be turned off by some of my hobbies and interests because they don't match my outer appearance? All right, so he's struggling through these things. I'll do my best for you. And I'm going to preface things with a warning about high school dating, my man. So last year, there was a news story about a 16-year-old guy that had sex with his girlfriend. And one of them was filming it on their phone, I think he was. And somehow, one of his friends got onto his phone, found the video, and shared it. Word got out. I think high school counseling got involved. And eventually, he was charged as a sex offender for having consensual sex with his underage girlfriend. Days later, he hung himself. And I don't want this to be used as a scare tactic here. I just want you to realize that the cost-benefit analysis is a lot more negative, okay, for dating in high school. And the social pressure to date in high school may be evident, may be there, but once again, social pressures are never ultimately a reason to do something, especially in the MGTOW lens. So just sharing a little bit about myself, I never dated in high school and didn't date until I was nearly 21. Thus, there was really no pressure to do this, even if it's just perceived social pressure to date. That pressure is pretty much a fabrication, and it doesn't really manifest or it's not reality. And for example, the norm for getting married today isn't even the norm for 20 years ago. I'm 24 right now, and someone at age 24, if they were to get married, that still would be viewed as a really young age to get married today. Whereas 20 years ago, getting married at 24 was average, if not late at times. Thus, don't feel like you need to speed up, date, and find that girl, because likely there won't be that one around you. And the reason for this is that social pressures dictate what we view as important. The things that are valued in high school, for example, wearing that Letterman jacket, playing varsity sports, having a group to fit in with, looking cool, being a cheerleader, all of these things will fade when you're no longer a part of that current social reality. Thus, don't dictate your choices based on something that will fade. And for instance, when you leave high school for the summer, you're going to be less likely to be around these people, and thus the things that you may value during the school year, they're also going to drift. So keep that in mind. And thus, don't make a decision on a social norm that won't be long-lasting. And this really summarizes MGTOW right here. Going your own way from norms and expectations predicated by society, they may not actually be helpful for your journey. And high school dating experiences most often produce learning experiences in a confined space that is actually more protected than dating in college. And college dating actually offers more dangers, as there will be more pressure to marry this girl. Okay, you're going to have more freedom. There's going to be less intervention from family members that might actually keep you from marriage, especially if you're living on campus, as there's going to be more people around you that are getting married. And your girlfriend, they might see other people around you. They're getting married. They're living this way, and they'll pressure you into it. Okay, that's just something for you to consider. Doesn't really apply to the current situation. And the next thing is about the high school and the waltz. So I went to a very large high school. There's a number of opportunities to date, but when a girl is under the age of 18, her brain is even more fickle. Okay, you may only see Nawalt tendencies because those Nawalt tendencies are coming through to you as her being young, okay? Having a better chance of not being tainted by certain things as well, which may be a positive, okay? But remember this, her brain is likely to change, especially at this age. And she may have come off as being a Nawalt. You only spent 4 days with her, okay? But there's this thing called the honeymoon phase. People that date, 3 months period, they usually say, is the general rule of thumb, where your opinion of this person, okay, they go from a god to just an average person. So remember this, that was only 4 days, my friend. The thing about marrying your high school sweetheart, that's pretty much all but gone as well. The remember the Titans era, I suppose, that kind of ended it, I think. Maybe there's some aberrations. And the last thing, the most important thing here is improving your life early. And my advice is to continue to better yourself first and foremost. Now is the time in your life when you develop a skill, a set of skills, or learn about something and master it and are able to set yourself ahead of all other people. Okay? Now is that time, and don't waste it, as many wish to be back at your age. Maybe start lifting weights, start to delve into learning coding or Spanish, start to develop a YouTube channel. Start to perfect drawing if you're a good artist. Learn to play the piano. Perfect a certain skill in a sport that you play, even if you're working a part-time job. Maybe if you're working at Office Depot. You could end up working as a manager for 3 or 4 years, supplement your income in college while you're going to college, and really propel yourself and keep yourself in good financial standing. Making yourself unique now beyond just what you're being spoon-fed in so many of these irrelevant courses. Okay, and this is obviously even if you choose to go to college, which is another conversation. And personally, I would just hang out in groups of friends if you have them, and I'm sure that some of them have girlfriends. I do this in order to create a greater understanding of the demand that dating puts on a guy, even at this age, and also to give you some social experience with women, because in my personal opinion, especially because of many of you go away to college, I don't think that you should date in high school whatsoever. Your standards are not too high also, man. And when you're a man, you're developing hobbies and interests, that is where your focus should be. The thing is, if you develop an interest, master a topic, or perfect a certain skill that a hobby demands, that can be carried as an evergreen skill that you can use to monetize yourself and find employment for the rest of your life. Finding yourself now and differentiating your abilities will make you more attractive to any future employer. You may also think that your external experience and appearance is the main thing that women base their value off of when you're at this age, but honestly, it's secondary and almost tertiary at times. And ultimately, this is not PUA advice, but I'm just saying anyone that comes in the way of opposing your interests and hobbies is someone that should be removed, okay? Because those are the very things that could be your ticket to removing that which from your life that you don't like. And ultimately, while I don't want to sound short in my response, the only purpose of dating in high school is to treat it as a case study in my eyes. That's my advice. go into it with no expectations if you end up going down that road. You know my stance. And if you need more advice, there are plenty of people out in the MGTOW community, in addition to myself, that will be willing to talk to this about you, or talk to this with you. And if you want to share another story with me, another high schooler, or just anyone, anyone of any age, I want to hear it and I want to share it. Also, at the end of each video, I've been announcing that I want to put a book together, a collection of stories from MGTOW men, sharing how they came to MGTOW and what MGTOW has done to benefit them. And to take part in that, let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.